Welcome to the Stylistpreneur Podcast, a show created to help hairstylists build and sustain successful beauty businesses. Here is your host, Damali Fills, CEO of Stylists in Business, master hairstylist, and author of Travel Notice, the ultimate guide to becoming a traveling hairstylist. All right, let's start the show.
Stylist, it's Damali. I hope you've been doing well. I hope you've been staying safe because, guys, like, we are still in a pandemic. Like, the COVID virus is still very real. And I just want to come to you guys today with a new episode. So come on in, have a seat, grab your glass of water, wine, whatever, and grab a notepad because guess what? I am here to give you some good advice. So I'm not sure about you, but there has been like one thing, like just one almost annoying, but definitely very like relevant for what's going on in the world right now. There's just been one topic that has been circulating like from client to client, chair to chair, and that is politics. Like, I mean, I get it. It's an election year, right? So of course people are going to be talking about it. But because there's so much happening in the world with, you know, everything with the race, everything with the protesting, the looting, just everything with the police, they're, you know, people, their minds and their spirits and their hearts are just heavy. And so, of course, they're talking about it. But does that mean you need to be talking about it in the salon? Let's talk about it. Now, personally, I was always taught like the rule of thumb is, you do not, like, just, you don't talk about politics and religion in a salon. Like, it's just one of those old school, you know, you reach way back and that's what people were talk like. There's just certain things that you just don't talk about in your workplace, in your salon, and with your clients. And I mean, you would hope and you would think that people, I mean, people know, like, they really do know that they shouldn't be talking about these things. But I don't know if it's because of like the times that we're going through, or it's because they don't care, but clients are definitely coming in, and some stylists too. Like, not everybody's going to be as professional as you are. Not everybody's going to feel the same way you are. So of course they're having all these random conversations, but does that make it right? Should you be talking about politics in the salon? Today we're going to talk all about it. I'm going to give you some tips on if you don't want to talk about it, how to avoid it. If you do want to talk about it, how to move forward with talking about it. Listen, I'm just here to give you advice. I'm just here to tell you my experience and how I feel. And hopefully, you know, I'm hoping that it helps you. So personally, I'm going to be old school when it comes to this. I'm going to stick to let's keep politics and religion out of the salon. And the reason is because everyone has, you know, difference in opinions. Everyone have, you know, they've lived a certain type of life. They've been taught a certain type of thing. And because of that, they may be, you know, feel this kind of way. They may be on that side of the fence. You could be on a totally different side of the fence. You could be somewhere in the middle. Regardless of how you feel, everyone, the clients, the other stylists, everyone has an opinion. Everyone feels a certain way. And I would say that leaving it out of the salon, that leaves the area where there's no confusion. There's no arguments. There's no disagreements. There's no reason, you know, to get into it about politics if you just leave it out of the whole scenario. Okay, so to you stylists that are deciding, like, I don't want to talk about it, I'm leaving it out, but, and you don't know how to deal with it, let me help you out, okay? So, if you find yourself with a client that is just, you know, they're coming in, they want to talk about it, and you don't, here's a few things that you can do. First off, just simply try changing the subject. You don't have to be rude. You don't have to be abrupt. Just simply, you know, hear them out. First off, I want you guys to know, hear them out. Remember, we're like that person that they listen to, that person that loves them, that makes them feel good. We are literally that person, like, you know, once a month or once a week, whenever, how often they're coming, we listen to what they have to say. So we're not going to change it now. We're not going to not listen to them. You know, be open-minded, be open-hearted. Listen to what they have to say. I mean, whether you agree or not, they're still a person. They still have an opinion, and everyone's opinion is valid. Let's not forget that, okay? So once you hear them out, then just simply like change the subject. Like if you know they just went on a vacation, if you know they just went back to work, like when they finish, just kind of ease into it. I mean, don't just like cut the whole sentence in half and just be like, oh yeah, girl, so da 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 da. Just, you know, acknowledge them like, oh yeah, I hear you, girl. Oh, wow. You know, those are some words you can do just to transition into it and then move on to another subject. And hopefully they'll just pick up on it and they'll realize like, okay, you know, my stylist doesn't want to talk about that. She's not comfortable talking about it. Or she just has something else on her mind and that she wants to talk about my vacation or catch up with me versus talk about politics. Also, don't be afraid to just simply listen and not necessarily give your opinion. Like there are a lot of ways that you can just listen to someone and not really give them feedback, not let them know how you're feeling, especially if that's not something you want them, you know, to know. So when I was in college, I took a psychology class and I go back to it all the time. It's one of the best classes I've ever had. And in that class, I learned to just simply acknowledge people. You're not giving them an answer. You're not leaving them hanging, but you are letting them know, hey, I heard you, you know, but you're not necessarily saying anything. So instead of not saying anything, just, you know, use words such as, wow, oh, okay, yeah, really? You know, just use those type of responses and hopefully they'll get the point where it's just like, okay, she's listening, but she's not necessarily giving an answer. But you also aren't being rude, because the last thing you want your client to feel like is that you're not listening. So just a simple nod or an okay, or just something short and sweet to let them know, hey, I am listening, but I'm not necessarily giving you an answer. And another thing that you can do, like simply create a distraction. Like I'm not sure how your salon is set up, or if you play TV, music, the radio or whatnot, but just kind of slide that in. Turn the volume up, not too loud that you can't hear the client or they feel like you're trying to drown them out, but just simply turn on the TV and maybe start talking about what's on the TV that day. Don't turn to the news, please don't, because you'll fall right back into the politics. But, you know, turn on the radio and talk about the artist that is singing, or turn on your favorite song, just something, and ease it on there. Slowly turn it on, quietly turn it on. And, you know, that'll create a distraction and that'll kind of get the client away from talking about politics, especially if you don't want to talk about it. And that way, you know, if it's something that you normally do in the salon, it'll just feel normal that, hey, we're listening to music, we're watching TV, and it won't necessarily feel like you're not listening to them or being rude. Now, if these things don't work, I don't know what to tell you. No, just kidding. If these do not work, like you can just be honest. You can be nice about it and just say, hey, you know what? I'd rather not talk about politics. Or, hey, you know what? I really don't get into all of that. Or, girl, who wants to talk politics? Like make a joke out of it or make it kind of passive. Something where it's just kind of like giving the client the notion like, hey, let's just get past it. Hey, let's talk about something else. And trust me, it really works. Like most people can read your body language. They can read, you know, your eyes or the fact that you just kind of didn't say much about it, and they will go on to the next thing. But it's easier when you just kind of go on to the next thing. Now, you will have a few clients that are going to be gung-ho about talking about politics. I mean, everywhere you go right now, it's politics. There's signs on the roads. There's billboards. There's commercial and TV ads. It's on social media. It's on TV. It's on the radio. It is everywhere. It's in your face. So for them, it's probably just easy to talk about it. And honestly, there's going to be other stylists that are talking about it. And you can even be the same way with these other stylists. Because guess what? You know, if you're working in a salon, especially like a large salon, or your booth rental situation, like these may not necessarily be like your close friends or stylists. And guess what? You don't have to talk politics with them either. You can be very vague with them, or you can be very honest with them and just say, hey girl, I don't want to talk about that today. Or hey girl, change the subject. But for those clients that are just like gung-ho, they're beating down your door about it, post a sign, put it right in their face. And it could just be as simply as, you know, no politics zone. Just make a cute sign like no politics here, and they'll get, and make a cute little fun picture on it, and they'll get the point. And if they're still talking about it, girl, point to your sign. You know what I mean? Let them know like, hey, I'm serious about this. This is just not something we talk about in the salon. All right, stylists. I did not forget about my other stylists on the other hand that are comfortable with talking about politics. If you are comfortable, that's totally fine. It's your salon, it's your space, it's your clients. But I would just say, be careful about it. Tread lightly. You know, do more listening than talking. Because again, we all have different opinions. We all feel certain ways about, you know, the candidates that are running, about what they're going to be doing with the world and who they're helping and what changes they're going to make, what rules they're going to implement. Like, we all feel differently about it. And I agree, it should be okay to talk about everything, right? But it depends on who you're talking about it with. Be mindful of the other stylists that are around you. Be mindful of the other clients. Because personally, I've heard conversations that I didn't agree with, that I would rather not hear. And I was just hoping and wishing, you know, that other people around me would be mindful of me. Like, I may not feel that way, but at the same point, I also don't feel the need to address it. Like, it's in one ear and out the other. But not everybody's as easygoing as I am, right? So let's just be careful. You know, be mindful of the client that you're talking about it with. Because guess what? You may have somebody that's passive, easygoing, and, you know, they may be open to hearing your side, even if they have, you know, different thoughts and feelings. But you just have to make sure that they're comfortable about talking about it. And if you're a debater or you have clients that love to debate it, like I've seen it in the salon, you know, there's a lady in my salon that comes in all the time and she loves to debate with her stylist and her stylist loves to debate with her. So it works for them. So if you have that type of client and you're a debater, go for it. But just make sure it's not going to interfere with your business, because at the end of the day, your business comes first. You're at work, you're doing your profession, you're in your career, you're running a business, and the livelihood, you know, bringing money home to your family, being able to achieve your goals, that comes before your political views. Let's keep that first and foremost, okay? Because the last thing you want to do is have a debate, have a discussion with someone, you guys feel differently, and now they're not coming back to the salon. Business is business at the end of today. And I think a lot of people don't realize if you were to leave out some of, you know, your views and stuff, like, that would eliminate, you know, some problems that you may have, and that would make sure that you keep money in your pocket. So please be careful. Okay, stylists. So with all that being said, at the end of the day, it's up to you. You know, what you decide to talk about, if you're fine with talking about, you know, politics, religion, race, and all that stuff, it's really up to you. I just say, be careful. I just say, remember that you are there to run a business. You are there to be a stylist. You are really there to do their hair. And honestly, in my opinion, like, when you come to the salon, like, yes, let's talk about everything, but girl, come to have a good time. Come for it to be a stress reliever, not to bring any stress in the salon, not to add to it, but like, let's just have a lighthearted conversations and time and just talk about all the good stuff. And not that politics is good or bad, but right now it could be more on the bad end. So, you know, if we can't leave that out, good. If you choose to talk about it, be careful. You know, it's totally fine to hear your clients out. You never want your client to feel neglected. You never want them to feel like you're not listening to them. So definitely leave that area open for them to talk, but make sure it's not offensive to anyone else, to the other clients or to the stylist, and definitely not to yourself. So, you know, guys, it's something that you have to be careful with. It's not something to take light, you know, because like I said, we all have different experiences. You know, someone that grew up in a poor neighborhood, they're going to feel a certain way. Someone that grew up with two parents that went to college, they're going to feel a certain way. You know, someone that's a business owner, they're going to feel a certain way. We all have differences and they all can be shared, but just in a comfortable, safe environment. And, you know, if you decide to talk about it, nip it in the bud when it needs to be. So just make sure you're being careful and listen to your clients and not, you know, let it affect anybody or your salon or your business or your dollar. All right, stylists, I'm not going to go on and on about politics, because guess what? Until elections, and literally after elections, it's still going to be there. It's still going to be a big topic, and we don't need to drown in it. We don't need to let it consume our lives. There is so much more going on. Right now, it needs to just be love, family, business, and goals, and like just being happy, just being thankful for another day, just being thankful to be alive and, you know, not to greatly be affected by the pandemic and the virus, and just loving on each other right now. Let's not argue. Let's not debate. Let's let it be what it is and continue. But guys, until next time, stay safe, stay motivated, and continue to move forward regardless of what life is throwing you. I will talk to you next time. See ya.
Thank you for tuning in to the Stylistpreneur Podcast. Make sure to visit our website for more beauty business resources, courses, and to join the Stylistpreneur membership. Until next time, stay a cut above the rest.